Welcome to the Coaching NYC podcast. Here's your host, Roger DeWitt.
Podcast episode 4. A few days ago, I posted this amazing talk I found on TED.com. It was best-selling author Elizabeth Garrett, the one who wrote Eat, Pray, Love, talking about the pressures of being someone who is professionally creative and those expectations of others once we've had that success. It was the most fascinating exploration into the human mind of how we fear that what we've done so far may be as good as it gets. We worry ourselves silly about being good enough for the challenges that lie ahead. Without mentioning it, what she was addressing was the fraud factor that I think we all feel or have felt at one time or another in our life. She offers an amazing way of thinking that can literally smash those fears out of the picture. Now, the audio is 19 minutes long, and I encourage you to listen to it if you haven't already. It is truly one of the most uplifting talks I have ever heard or seen, and it gave me strategies that I could put into practice right then and there. But that's not what this podcast is all about. Now, I love blogging. I love podcasting. I love the discussion factor and how it gets people talking and how people with many different opinions can weigh in on any given topic. That is, to a point. Now, when I posted this incredibly uplifting and inspiring video, I got one comment that I simply could not approve because, quite frankly, it would have made that person look a little kooky. Oof. This person went on a rant about how they had listened to only the first few minutes of the video and how they became bored and turned it off and then started railing against the fact that everybody feels fear and it's natural and it's good for you and you work through it. And the person called the author Elizabeth perimenopausal and spoke as if the video had been self-indulgent poor me episode. It was absolutely bizarre that this person got this out of 2 minutes of the video because it was so not what was there. I almost approved the comment because it was so ridiculous, but I didn't. Now, here's the point of this podcast. Within the first couple of sentences, the person had said that they had only listened to the first few minutes of the video. Okay. They missed the other, 17 minutes of it? You think there might have been a little bit more information than just the first 2 minutes? Do you think the speaker might have given a solution or two? Do you think you might have given it a chance? Okay, this is the danger we all face when we make snap judgments without all the information. This person had decided after 2 minutes that they knew exactly what the audio was about, exactly what the speaker was about, exactly what they would get out of it at the end. Make stories up in your head much? Now, there are three obvious things that can help us avoid making snap decisions. Okay, one, make sure you get all the facts. Now, that means hearing the person out or finishing the entire book or, dare I say, watching the entire video. Once you have the information, then you can make a decision and form an opinion. Two, remember, we are making up stories about what things mean. This is not good. It's not bad. It just is. It's how we navigate in the world. Be aware that you're doing that and separate your story about what things mean from the facts. Three, listen more than you speak. Be interested rather than interesting. Give people the benefit of a doubt. When you do that, you're more open and less prone to judgmentalism. You don't want to be judged, so be very, very cautious about judging others. You know, blogging is fascinating to me, and I absolutely love it. I think people are fascinating, and I learn from even the wackiest situations. But here's a bit of advice. When you comment, and I really hope you do comment, make sure that you've read the whole article or listen to the whole audio, because next time, I'm going to hit approve. This is Roger DeWitt for Coaching NYC Podcast. Have a great day.